This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, no, I did not see the Oscars last night. I forgot they were on. And honestly, I mean, after I saw Barbie, I'm like, really? That's, come on. Oppenheimer, not bad. The movie wasn't that bad. Did win a bunch of awards. Compared to some of the other movies out there, good. I mean, I'm glad. Somebody should have, given at least a movie with, some talent. And again, Barbie, no offense. The stars are fantastic. I'm a huge Margot Robbie fan, Ryan Gosling fan. I thought the costumes were great. The music were great. Just the story was absolutely ridiculous. It made men look bad. It made women look bad. There was so much crying. I mean, I've never seen so much crying in a comedy. It just didn't. I thought we really didn't want women to be stereotyped as crying and, yeah, it just didn't make sense to me, the movie. But from what I heard and the little bits that I saw, the Oscars bombed. I thought the John Cena bit was cute. Apparently there was a streaker in, I think, the 1973 Oscars. David Niven was giving an award, and there was somebody that ran across the stage naked. And so they tried to recreate that with John Cena. He didn't want to do it. And so they made a little joke about it. I mean, I think that was probably the highlight of it all. The Ken song was performed. The lyrics of the Ken song are horrible, but the music is pretty. And I love the way Ryan Gosling ends it. I'm just Ken. I think it's a pretty song. It's just, the content. I was very, very confused. I thought Barbie could have gone a million ways, and it could be huge, but I guess it wanted to be all about politics. There was politics. People were wearing a red pin, not for the hostages in Gaza, for the rapes and the murders and all that, but in terms of wanting Israel to do a ceasefire in Palestine. I would have thought that there would be some at least acknowledgement that there's still hostages that are being tortured. And somebody said Steven Spielberg was in a wheelchair. I'm not sure what happened to him. I'll find out. But they said he didn't mention it and, mentioned Israel. Nobody really mentioned Israel in a, the massacre that happened. And so I'm still a little confused as to what Hollywood supports and what they don't support. But Al Pacino made some pretty big headlines because he didn't go through. He seemed a little razzled, or he seemed a little confused. And again, not a good look considering all the now anti-age sort of rhetoric we're getting with Biden and what's been happening recently. But apparently he said that there were 10 other movies, and rather than listing them, and I think the Oscars usually gives a movie clip, he just went straight to opening the envelope and saying it was Oppenheimer the one. So I think that kind of ticked people off. I think Jimmy Kimmel insulted Robert Downey Jr. about his drugs. Not sure why he would call him out on that. We all know that Robert Downey Jr. overcame addiction. He's been really open about that. Not necessarily something that's supposed to be joked about. Again, I thought, Hollywood is trying to be very progressive. That really didn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. I don't watch these things. And I think you know, the hardest thing about this is the average American is not rich. The average American does not get to have multiple thousands of dollars of dresses and jewels on them. You know, the average American doesn't have family members that are in the business that then can allow them to make it. I think there are some very talented people that did it on their own. But we are starting to see, you know, I started watching the movie Wonka. Now, Timothée Chalamet is his name. He's very talented. But I'm a third into the movie, and I'm like, really? You're doing a prequel to Willy Wonka. And they tried to make it a musical. Again, it's just everything's falling flat. And I have a very open mind when it comes to, I like all kinds of music. I like rap, I like hip-hop, I like country, I like barbershop quartet, I like jazz, the blues, I like it all. I have a very open mind to things. But if they're trying to push something, and I don't know if, is it the younger generations that just don't know how to write? I don't think that, because I think there's a lot of Gen Zs and millennials that are really, really good. But maybe what it is we have clipped the wings, and we have needed to add politics to everything. I think people are not being able to expand their creative mind. So here's an example. One movie I just recently saw that I didn't see when it came out is I, Tonya. Margot Robbie plays Tonya Harding. And originally I didn't really want to see it because I really wasn't big on the whole Tonya Harding thing. But I have to admit, with the exception of one thing, the movie's fantastic. It really was a well-done movie. And Margot Robbie and all the other stars did a fantastic job. But again, they had to ruin it by, in the middle of it, the bad guys, not going to go into too much, apparently there was a picture of Reagan on the wall. And they had to zoom in on it to almost make a point that the bad guy was Republican. Really? A lot of people supported Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was from California. A lot of Californians voted for him. That was the last time, I think, California supported a Republican. And you had to take a movie like I, Tonya, which actually was a really good movie, and go, it was almost like the writers are like, wait a second, we haven't done anything anti-Republican. So, you know what, let's put a picture of Reagan there. You know, really, people? That's why I didn't watch Oscars. It's just, get politics out of it. And let's let it be about the talent. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you every week we almost get another study saying how many steps we should walk? Well, I just found another headline that now has gone back up to the 10,000 steps, okay? Wasn't it last week they went down to 3,000? Yeah, I think it was a study in women saying if women walk 3,600 steps a day, they decrease their cardiovascular risk. And you have to also be careful with these headlines and what's being studied. Obviously, if you're sedentary, and you go from being sedentary to adding 3,600 steps into your life, you're going to decrease your risk. So that's a duh, no duh. That's obviously that's something that we thank you for clarifying that for us, spending the money on the study. But that's not what people want to know. People want to know, what do I have to do? Well, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Okay, I work out, but I also sit 3 hours to do a radio show. And then I sit when I see patients online. I could stand at a stand-up desk, but my sitting routine is different from somebody else. And so you're not going to just get a number that you could technically follow. How many people had said, oh, well, look at the masks with COVID. There were patients telling me that nurses yelled at them in the hospital, saying, you see, you did this to yourself and not wearing a mask, and now you have COVID. And they were like, but I did wear a mask. What made you think I didn't wear a mask? Well, it's because for some, the mask might protect. For others, it didn't do jack diddly squat. And when are we going to learn that in medicine? So now we have, I think out of the University of Sydney, 10,000 steps a day may counteract health risks of high sedentary time. So the big thing we now have that we never had during the caveman days is we are sitting at a computer. We sit to work, we sit to study, we sit to talk on the phone, we sit for entertainment. You used to dance, right? You'd dance around a fire, you'd chase each other, you'd play, you'd hunt, you'd gather. We do everything. We don't even stand to cook, some of us. We go to a microwave and then we immediately sit down and wait. We sit too much. So what we need to do is rethink what is a smarter thing to do. And so I don't mind when we hear these studies saying, look, walk 6,000 steps a day, walk 10,000 steps a day. I don't mind that because that's where we are in society. People need to be told what to do. It's ridiculous. It should be common sense. But yeah, maybe people need guidelines. So in Sydney, Australia, they brought back the 10,000. This was a study of 72,000 people published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And they found every additional step, up to around 10,000 steps a day, was linked to reduced risk of death by 39%, cardiovascular disease 21%, regardless of how much remaining time they spent sedentary. Now, some of you will say, well, what's the big deal with this study? Well, because time and many of these studies have said that you cannot negate the sitting. When you sit for hours and you increase your risk of cancer, you mess with your back, you mess with your joints, you won't be able to negate that at all. Other studies are like, no, there's hope. Just if you're going to sit, exercise. Now, I get it. 24 hours, there's a lot of hours. We're lying down for 7 to 9 of them. Well, some of us only get 4 hours of sleep, but 7 to 9 hours, you're supposed to be lying down. So you're supposed to be up, moving, walking to work, hunting, gathering, chasing after the kids, playing. We don't do that. We get up, we get in a car, we get to a desk, we sit. So the scientists are saying, well, how about 10,000 steps? Now, the 10,000 steps originated back in Japan when in the 1960s during the Tokyo Olympics, there was a pedometer company wanting to sell their pedometer. And again, they knew that people needed a number, so they said, you need 10,000 steps a day. It was random. And so we've been hearing about 10,000 steps for decades. Then studies came out, just like the one last week, going, it doesn't have to be 10,000. Now, why would they even say that? Because there's some individuals out there going, well, you know what? If I can't make 10,000 steps, I'm just not going to do it at all. Well, I've been telling you any amount of steps help. Just do something. It's okay. Just do something. It's going to minimize your risk. Especially what I like about steps is if you are at higher cardiovascular risk and you're not getting checked out, then it's not like you're running a marathon, you know, and putting your heart under stress when you're not trained for a marathon. You know, and so if you're like, oh, I'm out of shape, well, then walk. You can walk. And what I like about pedometers or my Apple Watch is I like having goals, so I don't go to bed unless I worked out that day. And it's every day. Every day I had to have done some exercise. If I did not reach the threshold I wanted to for steps, then I will, even if it's 10, 11 o'clock at night, walk around the house until I get those steps in. So, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. But if you see headlines saying now you need 10,000 steps, if you say I can't do 10,000 steps, don't panic. Do any. Do 5,000. Do 4,000. I don't care. Just do something. Now, we have another study talking about resistance training. And a new study has found that women who do strength training exercise 2 to 3 days a week are more likely to live longer and have a lower risk of death from heart disease compared to women who don't. They looked at 400,000 people included in the study. Only 1 in 5 women did regular weight training. But those who did had huge, tremendous benefits. So, strength training, I'm a huge fan of. You know, it used to be all about the cardio, but some people can't run. Some people, they have issues with their joints. Some people, they don't want to be outside. And so you could do strength training in your own house. It helps your bones, your joints, your mood, your metabolic health. And then the findings that were published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology looked at the differences in the effects of exercise between men and women. And even small doses of exercise they found was beneficial for everybody. But they actually found that women could exercise less and get the same gains in longevity. Now, that doesn't mean we women sit on our butts. But they said that we didn't have to exercise as much. And I think where they're coming from that is men are at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Women are still at high risk, too, especially after menopause. But smaller amounts of exercise gave them bigger gains. So if you don't work out as well as your male partner, if you have a male partner, at least work out and do something because they say it helps. They say women who did moderate intensity exercise, according to NPR, such as brisk walking 5 times a week, reduced their risk of premature death by 24% compared to 18% for men. So basically, it's get off your asses. You got to move. Walk your dog. And I get a lot of us live in areas where we do not want to be outside. A lot of us have issues with temperature and weather. And I get it. But then walk in the living room. You can walk back and forth. Move a table. Move a chair. Walk back and forth. Touch the walls. Give yourself a goal of, okay, I'm going to do this 50 times where I walk back and forth and touch each wall. That's fine. Get some music going on. And dance to the music. And you don't have to be a good dancer. One day I'll put a video up of me dancing. I line dance. There's a video of me out there with me line dancing. But if you see me try and dance to pop or hip-hop or whatever, you'd be like, girl, what are you doing? Sit the hell down. But I got to tell you, I like the way I feel when I dance. I like exercising. I like moving. I like the expressions on the cats' faces when they go, really? Really? How long do I have to watch this? This is ridiculous. So, you know, what's interesting is science is still trying to understand what it is that makes us tick, what it is that keeps us healthy. And because we have a very artificial situation where we don't necessarily, you know, we're not necessarily out and about, we got to work with what we have. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Donald Trump kicking off the rematch of their 2020 race for president in Georgia with competing rallies on Saturday in that swing state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will push ahead with a military offensive in Rafah, despite President Joe Biden and NATO's warning that doing so would be a red line. 1.5 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering in the southern city, and the vast majority experiencing catastrophic levels of hunger. Another issue for Boeing when a 787-9 Dreamliner took a nosedive so dramatically, 30 people hit the ceiling of the plane. About 50 people were treated for injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners asked, how should he answer at work or in an interview if somebody asks you if there are two genders or not? Now, I would think the conversations at work or the interview questions would be about your experience and, you know, what you're doing at work and, you know, curricula. Can you teach math? Can you teach science? Can you run a marketing campaign? Do you work well with clients? But I guess things are changing, and there is this vetting that is being done to make sure, depending on the company and their narrative and what they believe, that you will not, shall we say, either go against the flow or get them sued. And so it's not easy because up until 12 months ago, maybe up until 6 months ago, because they're changing textbooks now, there were two genders, male and female. But we learned that it's two sexes, although now they're debating that. They're not saying that you could say male sex and female sex. So they're changing that, too. And they said how gender was a social construct, whereas sex was a biological one. But now they're saying you can't say that either. So I guess what I would do if I were you and you really don't have an opinion on the matter and you don't know what to say and you don't want to get fired and you don't want, the, you know, what I would say is, you know, just be absolutely honest. Just be honest. And so an answer you could say is, look, all right, all through school, you know, boys had to go to the boys' bathroom, girls had to go to the girls' bathroom, the biological books, it was men, women, male, female. I understand times are changing. I also understand that some of the terminology we had 6 months ago was changing. A year ago was changing. So I don't want to say the wrong thing. So even though we have biological males and biological females, I understand that now gender is looked upon differently. I just don't have an opinion on the matter because apparently even the opinions are evolving. So, you know, I understand you guys have, you know, trainings and things to make sure that we don't offend anybody. I am definitely going to be, you know, a part of your team. And, you know, please, you know, enlighten me on what your team wants so that nobody feels offended. Now, I know that might seem like a long-winded answer to, but, you know, if you're worried about not getting a job and you don't understand why they're asking the question, are they asking the question because they want you to say, look, there's men and women and that's it, this is ridiculous, or are they asking you the question for you to say, well, there's men, women, there's biological females, there's transgender females, there's, and they want you to list all of LGBTQAI plus and other gender fluidity. By the way, there's gender gray. There's now gender fluidity is now only one type. And so you could be really honest and say, I'm hearing that whatever we learned 6 months ago has now expanded. And so I just don't want to say the wrong thing. And leave it at that. No, if there you have a job that is trying to get your political views, or they're trying to, they're not supposed to be doing that. And if you feel that's what they're trying to do, get the hell away. Right? Because we're supposed to be hired and we're supposed to be employed for our skills, for our talent. When I started a radio show, nobody asked me where I was politically. None of their business. I'm nonpartisan. I have my own opinions on certain things. But, now, like for Obamacare, for example, I thought that was a complete disaster to the healthcare system. I did like the fact that pre-existing conditions were going to be protected. I did like the fact that physicals would be covered. But I just spoke to a patient this morning who said she hasn't been able to get a physical in years. She can't afford it. And I go, Obamacare's supposed to, she goes, I can't get Obamacare. I can't afford those plans. And I don't qualify for the subsidies. So Obamacare, for example, was a cluster and a half. Yeah, so you're allowed to feel any way you don't necessarily have to be right, left, Republican, Democrat. But I am noticing that in certain fields, they are, you know, I worked at a place recently where, yeah, people were fishing to where I was politically. And I, look, you know, I'm there to do my job. Why do we have to have all these other aspects to work? And I get it. People like, are you single? Are you married? You know, do you go out? Can we all go to drinks? Can we, you know, and I get it that there's also a culture in a job. I get that, you know, people want to be friends. They want to, I mean, I started a job recently and I mean, I had my Dallas Cowboy lanyard out there and no, don't even ask. It was before the Raiders came to Vegas. I'm like, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Any of you offended? Who gives a damn? And luckily there were other Dallas Cowboy fans. Other people gave me some crap. We move on. But people are taking politics really seriously. And I got to tell you, this election year, wow. Are you voting for Biden or Trump? Your answer to that is none of your gosh darn business. Unless you want to say who you're going to vote for. It's okay. If you want to be political, you can. Now, some people will say, well, if you don't answer the question, it means you're voting for Trump. Not entirely now. You know how many people are embarrassed to vote for Biden? They're not going to say either. And so an answer many of us have been saying for decades is, I'm really not into politics. Well, the media has changed that. Society has changed that. It is really hard for you to stay neutral. Look at what happened with the Black Lives Matter protests. Well, there were the demonstrations, and there were the peaceful protests, and then later riots have come out of some of them. And so during some of the transitioning was the, if you're not with us, you're against us. You can't stay silent. Your silence is an assault. And so there's some people that just don't know where to be on. I mean, look at what happened with Disney. When schools in Florida were saying, look, we're not going to do sex ed before third grade, Disney, at first, when they were asked to say something, they were like, we don't get involved with politics. We're Disney. We're doing our own thing here. Yeah, sex ed, that's between the schools and no. Apparently, there were walkouts. The employees, as well as public opinion, wanted Disney to take a stand. So Disney said, yes, we're against the Don't Say Gay bill. There is no Don't Say Gay bill. What bill are you talking about? The bill where they're not going to have sex ed under third grade? I mean, now things are changing in terms of sex ed, but you know, nobody is allowing you to be neutral. And if you want to be neutral, and the place where you're working won't allow that, or you feel like you're going to be discriminated against or punished for just trying to be neutral or being who you want to support, get the hell out of that place. It's just not worth it. I mean, I've worked at jobs where I had to stress the economy. I had to stress the layoffs. I had to stress people messing up, you know, or doing a bad job. I don't have time. Can you imagine hospital workers these days having to, on top of everything they're dealing with ventilators, with medications, with computer software hacks, that they have to now stop and worry about somebody all up in their business about politics? You don't need that stress. But people will push you. I had patients during the McCain-Obama election. Who are you for, McCain or Obama? I need to know. And I said, now look, I read both of their healthcare policies. I didn't like either of their healthcare policies. All right, you don't want to come to me as a doctor? Fine. They still came. Apparently that answer worked, but please, don't you want to know about my medical background? The 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what many of you have health insurance that doesn't really cover a lot, and you've been told, and you've told others, you've told your family members, just don't go to the ER. Just don't end up in the ER. Just don't get sick. I remember telling my kids that. I was like, all right, guys, we had to switch insurance plans. We have a high deductible, so just don't do anything stupid. And don't land in the ER. Don't get sick. Okay, now, that is probably one of the stupidest pieces of advice in terms of just don't get sick. Okay, obviously, you know, people don't plan on getting ill. But we sadly have things that happen to us. When I passed a kidney stone when I was 19, I don't know how the hell that happened. Young girls do not get kidney stones, but I was just never thirsty. I never felt thirsty, so I never drank water. I would eat a peach or a plum, and that would be the extent of my fluid. I wasn't going to buy water because I didn't have money. I had $6 a week for groceries. That's all I could really muster up to spend. And that ends up getting a kidney stone. That was not by choice. And boy, was the bill ridiculous. So an interesting study has come out. The top reasons Americans end up in the emergency room. 140 million Americans go to the emergency department every year. And that number is rising, especially as we have more migrants coming in that don't have health insurance, but they need care. And many clinics are like, well, you got to pay up. You got to pay something. Most ERs and hospitals won't let you come in for free. So we are going to see these numbers go up. And even they talk about how hospital emergency department visits have been rising steadily for decades. Is it our aging population? Is it we have, you know, people that don't have health care, so they only come into the hospital? And what I am predicting, which I think is also a no-brainer, is since COVID, many people have not gone to a regular doctor, especially since a lot of doctors left. They retired after COVID because they couldn't get staff to come back. Things with Obamacare changed and with telemedicine. It just wasn't worth it. I closed my office in 2016. It wasn't after COVID. It was before COVID. So the average person I talk to has not had a physical in years. So now if something is going down, most likely it's more severe. So what were some of the top reasons why people ended up in the ER? So number one was abdominal pain. 12.4 million people per year, according to Daily Mail, had to go to the ER for that. It was also the leading reason children 15 and under went to the hospital. 1.3 million visits annually. It was the top complaint between men and women from 15 to 64, as well as at the second most common among men and women over 65. So abdominal pain is a biggie. Now, this data came from the CDC, the 2021 National Hospital Ambulatory Medical Care Survey. And abdominal pain is always a biggie, but also when you call a doctor, and you say, look, I have a cough, I have a sniffle, I have, okay, yeah, we might be able to do it over the phone. But when you have abdominal pain, well, there is no way a doctor is going to allow themselves to miss an appendicitis or miss a diverticular pocket rupture or a intussusception or a telescoping of the colon. No. Nobody is going to want to miss a pancreatitis, gallbladder issue, kidney stone. So we're going to send you to the ER. We can't send you to an urgent care because a lot of urgent cares don't have ultrasound or CAT scan. So that doesn't make sense. Which means if you have abdominal pain and you are waiting 2-3 hours for a telemedicine doctor to call you back, there's probably a 95% chance that doctor is going to tell you to get your butt to the ER. Chest pain came next. Even though heart disease is the number one killer, it was second. It made up 7.8 million of the total number of visits. This is according to the company Be Happy Go Leafy. It was the second most mentioned. Yeah, there's a company called Be Happy Go Leafy. It's the second most mentioned reason for males and females, 15 to 64. 6 million visits to the ER in that age group, 15 to 64. If you call up a telemedicine doctor and you say you have chest pain, again, probably a 99% chance we're going to be like, get your ass to the ER. Do not even mess with it. Now, we might say you could go to urgent care because urgent care can do an EKG. They could do some initial blood work. But if we're thinking you're having a cardiac event, you've got to get to the ER. Shortness of breath. A lot of people are asking telemedicine doctors to manage the shortness of breath. Shortness of breath came in third. We're not allowed to treat that over the phone. There's certain things we can, but if you say, hi, I'm asthmatic and I am short of breath. Remember I told you that asthmatic that came in where I diagnosed a heart tumor? She had a tumor in her heart. And when the heart doctor said, how the hell did you come up with that? How did you know to even look for that? I go, I didn't think she had asthma. when I checked her breathing and I did the spirometry, she was too good. So I think her difficulty breathing was misdiagnosed as asthma, and it was cardiac. So if you call up saying, I have asthma, I have shortness of breath, I can't necessarily clear you and say, okay, this is just your asthma again. Also, I got news for you. Some asthmatics have heart attacks. So if you have shortness of breath, we're going to tell you to get your butt to the ER, check it for pneumonia and other things. Cough. Cough came in number, am I on number four right now? Yeah, cough. Coughs, you know, we need to sometimes do a chest x-ray. Many coughs can be managed at urgent care, but there were 2.4 million visits for kids with cough. 16 million Americans, adults, 16 million Americans have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asthma. And so seeing coughs high up there means there are some individuals that tried to take care of it themselves and they couldn't. Sometimes a cough not going away could be heart, could be cancer. So you got to get that checked out. Fever came in number five. A fever is technically defined as body temperature over 100.4. But I told you, I usually run 96, 97. So if I'm 99, I'm burning up. But many people, that fever, you know, is prompting, especially the telemedicine doctor, to say, you got to go and get yourself checked out. You got to figure out where the source is coming from, especially if it's a kid. Headache came in number six. Just general pain came in number seven. Back pain came in number eight. Vomiting came in number nine. We are seeing a lot more vomiting, especially as people do marijuana. Marijuana obviously makes you very nauseous. And we've seen some people with cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. So vomiting, whether it's a gastrointestinal issue, whether it's pregnancy, whether it's medication, these weight loss drugs cause nausea and vomiting. But get this, mental health crises came in number 10. 2.5 million hospital visits per year. That included suicidality, hallucinations, restlessness, delusions, panic attacks. I'm glad people are showing up at the hospital and not treating themselves. So you have to guess that that number is very underestimated. But mental health crises are rising. And so we need our ERs. One, we need more ERs. But two, we need our ERs open enough and not overwhelmed to be able to take some of these things that cannot be managed over the phone or managed at urgent care. So as I opened with this segment, try not to go to the hospital. Try not to. It's not that if you need to go to the hospital, you go. But try not to be at the point where it gets this bad. Have a regular medical provider that could hopefully stave off some of the crises that could happen to your chest, abdomen, etc. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. your next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.